Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Moses reaches second base with a double. Finney moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. Moses scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber moves to second. Bill Zuber now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Larry moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale bunts in front of the plate. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. Larry scores. Campbell moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Averill moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Lodigiani moves to second. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hale covering, for the out. Lodigiani moves to third. Ambler moves to second. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lodigiani scores. Ambler moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ambler. Pitlock moves to second. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to third. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Ambler applying the tag. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-0 in the game. Ross bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Pitlock reaches third base with a triple. Chapman throws the ball into Werber who tags Pitlock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber is 0-for-0 in the game. Zuber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell who is chasing the ball. Werber reaches third base with a triple. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Werber scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Larry reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. Campbell moves to third. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney juggles the ball. That's an error on Finney. Campbell scores. Hale moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Heath moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale scores. Heath moves to third. One out. It's 7-5, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler throws to second for 1, and Lottigiani throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Heath scores. Keltner moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 8-5, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. Ambler takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Buck Ross. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ambler moves to second. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bud Thomas now pitching. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber is 0-for-1 in the game. Zuber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zuber for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Larry reaches third base with a triple. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. with two walks. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields the ball and throws to Thomas covering. Safe. Larry scores. It's 9-5, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a line drive towards third. Werber catches it and throws to first to double up Campbell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 9-6, Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes scores. Johnson moves to third. Chapman moves to second. One out. It's 9-7, Indians. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ambler takes first base on ball 4. Earl Brucker pinch hits for Bud Thomas. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Chapman scores. Ambler moves to second. It's Athletics, 9, Indians, 9. Ace Parker pinch runs for Earl Brucker. Al Milner now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Finney strikes out. There goes Ambler. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Parker. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Nels Potter now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Averill moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Trotsky moves to third. It's 10-9, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses throws the ball into Latigiani, who tags Pitlock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Trotsky scores. Keltner scores. Two outs. It's 12-9, Indians. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-11, Indians. Dario Latigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latigiani is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Latigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ambler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 11. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Latigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 11. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus pinch hits for Nels Potter. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Finney reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Finney moves to third. Two outs. Mel Harder now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 11. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.